Hello, my name is Noah Kim.
And my name is Daniel Lee.
Welcome to Activists. This is the show where we talk about different activists from across America.
Today, we will be talking about a less-known activist and a phenomenal athlete, Alice Coachman.
Who is Alice Coachman?
And why is she important?
We will answer these questions today. Coachman's life is truly groundbreaking.
Alice Coachman was an Olympic athlete and played very, very well in many sports, but her best one was high jump.
Born in Albany, Georgia, on November 9th, 1923, Alice Coachman came from a poor background.
But that didn't stop her.
She started running and jumping on makeshift hurdles and dirt roads. She developed stamina by running barefoot on these roads.
And it paid off.
Indeed it did.
When Coachman was first told about competing in the Olympics, she was reluctant.
Right. She didn't want to do it, but when she did complete the trials, she beat the national record for high jump. Yes.
Yes, and she did it, and she even did it with a back injury.
Truly amazing. Alice Coachman's life was full of excitement and amazing feats.
Yes, they were. During the 1948 Summer Olympics in London, Alice Coachman set the record during the games, reaching 5 feet and 6 1/8 inches.
And she did it in front of 83,000 spectators.
That is a lot of people.
Yes, it is. Coachman and Dorothy Tyler both reached 5 feet and 6 inches, but Coachman had been able to jump this high on the first try.
She took home the gold medal.
4 years later, she became the first black female athlete to promote an international product when she signed to promote Coca-Cola. Yes, indeed. By winning the high jump event, she became the first African-American woman to receive a gold medal. It was even presented by King George VI.
Not only that, but she was also the only American woman to receive a gold medal at the 1948 Games, which is just truly impressive.
Yes, indeed.
She was congratulated by the President Truman, and the event was held in her home city, Albany.
Yes, they had Alice Coachman Day. There was a motorcade to celebrate, with white and black supporters together.
Alice Coachman was inducted into 9 Halls of Fame, including the National Track and Field Hall of Fame in 1975.
You can't forget the U.S. Olympic Hall of Fame in 2004.
In an interview with the New York Times, she said, "I made a difference among the blacks, being one of the leaders. If I had gone to the games and failed, there wouldn't be anyone to follow in my footsteps, and encourage the rest of the women to work harder and fight harder."
Alice was truly a pioneer and a hero to black and white athletes of all ages, such as William Rudolph, Evelyn Ashford, Florence Griffin Joyner, and Jackie Joyner Kersky, who took over the U.S. track and field program and dominated it.
Sadly, all things must come to an end. The 1940 and 1944 Olympics were canceled due to World War II. So when she completed her last try in high jump, it was the end of her track and field career.
The following year, she graduated from Albany State College with a degree in home economics and a minor in science. She became a teacher and helped those in financial need by starting the Alice Coachman Track and Field Foundation.
Thank you for listening, and stay tuned tomorrow for we will be learning about Maria P. Williams, a pioneer black woman who reduced, wrote, and acted in her own way.